Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good Monday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny live from the Odyssey headquarters in Kansas City, where you are listening to The Fan and we are getting ready for Monday Night Football. The Commanders are on the road and so is the show with our buddies, the law firm Condori and Murad. We have had a great weekend, got out here on Saturday, got ourselves a delicious barbecue dinner on Saturday evening, posted up with a ton of listeners at a sports bar and watched football all day long yesterday. And now, Danny, all eyes in the country tonight on the Commanders as they've got themselves a David versus Goliath matchup with the team that makes the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, if it's a year that Pat Mahomes has started, they've been to the AFC Championship game. That's not hyperbolic. That's the reality. They are inevitable. They are Thanos getting all the Infinity Stones. They're so good. They've retooled over the, you know, kind of on the fly over the years. It's iteration number 5 or 6, whatever you want to call it, of their offense with different personnel. The constants, Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, AFC Championship games, chance to win a Super Bowl. Everybody overreacted as they always do. The shoddy shows, the folks that get paid for a living to react each week to the NFL. We're subject to it too. Or is the Chiefs dynasty over? Or the Chiefs done? Is now the time to get them? Nope. They have been great here over the last couple of weeks. Their track record says they'll be right back in the thick of it. Here locally, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really cool to make this trip. I'm looking forward to the environment tonight at Arrowhead. But make no mistake about it, this is an uphill climb for Washington.
The Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites in this game. The total's pegged right now at 47.5 points. I've been saying around 34-24 Kansas City is how I view it, which would be a pretty substantial over. I guess more like, you know, 24-14 is the way odds makers are viewing this game based on the betting line. But I think Washington's offense is actually going to operate a little better tonight than people think. I know you don't have Jaden Daniels, and that's a dagger. He's your best player. But they do get Terry McLaurin back. And while he might not be 100% of the player that we've seen over the 6 years before this one, he's going to help them. He's a heck of a lot better. Whatever percentage of Terry McLaurin you got tonight, it's not Chris Moore, you know, and it's not Robbie Anderson, right? Off the street, couple of weeks of knowing your playbook, who led you in catches last week in Dallas. So you add him, you get Deebo Samuel back, who your passing game and your offense goes through. Now you've got an elevated role for Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane over the last few weeks, where those guys get to just get back to being down the depth chart players that are sparingly used. They should be able to throw the football and move the football on this defense, I would think. I know the Chiefs are coming off of a shutout, but for the most part, Washington's offensive line is at full strength and it is healthy. That's not an area of the team that has the cluster injuries that's been pillaged by setbacks. So I think they should be able to come out, get something going in the run game with read option. Mariota's great at it. He's good for a 15 or 20-yard run in every single game he plays in. Get Bill working a little bit between the tackles. And there's no reason to me they can't get Deebo involved on some of those crossers and drags, McLaurin on some of those dig routes in the middle of the field, and really start to matriculate a little bit in ways that they just weren't able to when they were so desperate at receiver the last couple of weeks.
And I think that's the point I wanted to make here, as you led me to it. I think they were so limited. How limited? Extremely limited. At that part of the offense, they were not a threat. And Dallas knew it. And, you know, to a degree, opponents beforehand knew it, especially with a limited Debo. You go back a couple of weeks against Chicago. That, I hope, with the return of McLaurin and Debo Samuel, doesn't let teams just stack the box, play man, not be afraid of a missed tackle going to the house, Debo Samuel, or something over the top, double move style, Terry McLaurin and company, et cetera, and so on. So, to me, their return opens up the run game as much as it does options in the pass game. Because, again, the threat of somebody is almost as important, I've talked about this a million times, as the actual execution. Yeah, the most effective plays, the double move, Terry McLaurin, touchdown, 60 yards, 70 yard, whatever. The second most important part is the threat of that. So now all of a sudden maybe things open up for Bill or McNichols underneath and the like. But, yeah, you've got to find a way to soften it up. You've got to find a way to convert on third down. Last year they were automatic, it seemed like, especially when they in got-to-have-it moments when everything was rolling. Has not been the case this year for a million reasons. That's, in fact, their area of weakness that Cliff Kingsbury even addressed. They've not been great on third down this year, which I expect to get better as the season progresses and some of these guys come back and Daniels gets healthy and you can use all of your workable options. But to me, that's got to be good tonight. You've got to keep the ball away from Kansas City some. You got to walk up a high wire here. Like, even if you do everything right, you could lose. This is one of those, you got to do everything right, hope that they're getting the procedure penalty or two, that they make the boneheaded play, that somebody doesn't have ball security when they're reaching and they turn it over. If you play your great game and they play their great game, you're losing.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the way I view it.
That's the problem in the matchup. Again, it's not the offense for me. It is the defense. And how do you slow them down? And the fact that they've gotten going. And now Patrick Mahomes is your front runner for the MVP award because he has lit it up for about a month straight. First couple weeks of the season, if you look back, he struggled throwing the football, and they really didn't have any answers. I mean, Travis Kelce is a watered-down version of the superstar that's going to be in the Hall of Fame in a first ballot. Maybe he's not washed. Maybe he's just a guy at tight end, essentially, with a little bit more acumen and a little bit more ability because of his relationship and his rapport with Mahomes to get open and find some holes in the zone. But he's not a guy that's, you watched Tucker Kraft last night on Sunday Night Football running away from people like he did against Washington on Thursday Night Ball in Green Bay several weeks back. Kelce doesn't have that club in the bag anymore. But Mahomes doesn't just have Kelce, right? He's got this collection of receivers that, to the credit of Andy Reid and, frankly, their front office, they've done a really good job putting together. Rashee Rice, back from suspension last week, was targeted on almost 70%, caught 70% of the throws to him, but he was targeted on almost half of the routes that he ran. It was amazing. He's going to play even more tonight. Hollywood Brown has been helpful to them. Xavier Worthy, a former first-round pick, is a burner. This kid, Tyquan Thornton, that they got in free agency a year ago from San Francisco, can get down the field and get behind people. They've got another possession threat deep down the depth chart, and Juju Smith-Schuster is a good route runner. So it's a really good receiver room. It kind of escalated quickly. They went from having nobody to more weapons than they've had in years. And because of that, Mahomes, who's completing about 67% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks on the year. So that's the big problem personnel-wise for Washington, and it's a very simple formula of, do you turn the Chiefs over or not? Do they shoot themselves in the foot or not? Do they have penalties? They've got two fill-in offensive linemen going tonight. Are they going to get behind the chains with holding penalties or false starts? Because I think if they play well, there's not really a way that this ends positively for Washington. But maybe, just maybe, Danny, they take you lightly. They've got the matchup of their year coming up next week with the Buffalo Bills. They have ripped off consecutive wins. They're feeling really good about themselves. Everybody in town is kind of crowning them again, just being here the last couple of days,
yep,
that they're back, and we knew we were going to be an AFC championship game for them. Can't wait for the Bills game next week. In fact, literally someone at the radio station today told us when we asked them about the kind of excitement level for the game, they're like, we're all just kind of waiting for the Bills now. If the team feels like that even a little bit, that's the Lloyd Christmas, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, so as you look at their upcoming, it's Bills, one of the royalties of the AFC, their rival.
It's,
right?
It's the best rivalry right now in the league, and it's a kind of that annual game everybody looks forward to.
Yeah, and they've had epics with each other, both there, here, everywhere in between, postseason stuff, et cetera. Bye week, then the Broncos, who are for real, and they're whom they're chasing in the division, and then the team with the best record of anybody, the Colts. Those are their next 3 weeks after Washington. That's your best chance, is that this is the quintessential trap game. Now, Pat Mahomes has been around. Andy Reid's been around plenty. They're probably aware of this information also. So, if you're a KC fan, you'd hope that you don't take Washington lightly. If you're a Washington fan, that's exactly what you're hoping for, that human nature takes over and you're already looking ahead. It would be different. And we're talking about, again, some of the Kansas City hosts. We went on their midday show, and I thought one of the guys pointed this out. I thought it was really smart. If Kansas City was 6-2, or 5-2, or that way better, that banked some more wins, you might get more likeliness, if that's even a word, of a trap game, of a look ahead. They're desperate. They're chasing. If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in it. Everyone in the AFC won yesterday. Everybody did. Everyone held serve pretty much, right? If you played an NFC team, you won. They need this just as much as Washington does, right? If they're 4-4 through 8 games with the upcoming schedule that you just mentioned, all of a sudden all that was guaranteed to them may not be anymore. Now, they're still good. They could rip off 10 straight because they're the Chiefs. But even still, it's not as if they've banked a bunch of things and aren't, you know, trying to climb back into it after a rough start.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan, out and about from our studios. We are in Kansas City for the game tonight on Monday Night Football to kick off the gauntlet for Washington, as we've dubbed it over these next 3 weeks. Couple of primetime games to get it all started, including Monday Night Football on the road at Arrowhead Stadium tonight, and then at home, Sunday Night Football next week against the Seattle Seahawks before the Detroit Lions are in town to round out the three-game gauntlet. A 4:25 East time kickoff on November 9th to wrap up the most competitive, most difficult and arduous portion of this schedule. And it's coming for the Commanders at the worst possible time. Losers of back-to-back games and losers now of 3-4 and 4-5, and while absolutely ravaged by injuries. Tonight, by the way, your boys are going to be out and about in the elements at Arrowhead. I don't know if I've ever gone to a game as a fan at home. In fact, I know, as I think about it, that at FedEx Field, now Northwest Stadium, I never have. Press Box Paulson wouldn't do that. You know that about me. But because the law firm Condori and Murat takes these road trips and likes their guys to tag along, and because they're kind enough to send us on the road, we do this now annual tradition, essentially, where last year in Cincinnati, for a surprising, epic victory, the boys sat in the crowd and watched a win. We went to Philadelphia as well for Washington and the Eagles, a game that's very close until the fourth quarter. We didn't consider that, though, one of the Grant and Danny travel games.
No, that was a business trip, not a road trip.
We took a train the day of and came right back.
Hope everyone understands the distinction. It's pretty clear.
Very clear. So we're 1-0 on our show trips on the road. We're trying to get to 2-0 tonight, and we'll be in Minneapolis in December for a Vikings matchup at one of the best stadiums in the National Football League a little bit later in the year. But Danny, we're going to be out and about. It's going to be cold. I'm looking at the temperature here. Game time expected around 50 degrees or so. Are you layering up? Are you adding anything to the hoodie? What's your plan for tonight?
Yeah, so I've got my Washington hoodie on. I would never buy anything with the stupid C word on, and they should change the name immediately. I also have a bit of a rain jacket, which is a nice little buffer. It's a little shell. It's the shell station. It's probably not going to be enough. I'm probably going to be cold. I couldn't quite figure out the right recipe. But stadium cold is a thing. No matter what temperature you are outside of the stadium, you're going to be whatever that is to a further extreme by 10 to 14 degrees. Everybody knows that. If it's cold, you're colder. If it's hot, you're somehow hotter. So I anticipate a cold, damp evening, but I'll have my little rain shell on over top.
Supposed to be dry, though. Best I can tell, no rain tonight. Maybe we could check in with show meteorologist Ryan Clary at some point. Although, do his powers extend to Kansas City, or is he only a local meteorologist?
It's a great question.
We'll have to maybe
I just don't know the answer to
get
that.
A feel
but
for
his
that.
Corporate tentacles are everywhere.
That's a good point.
You know, just in general?
Yeah, I saw his picture on the wall here at Odyssey headquarters in Kansas City. I was surprised by that.
Thank you to our overlord is what it said underneath.
It was very odd.
Very strange.
But it's supposed to be dry with the 50-degree game time temperatures. Now, Darius says he's going to go hat. I think he's going like beanie. No gloves. I don't have a hat or gloves because I never prepare for weather in any way. You're the only grown-up I've ever seen, Danny, who wears earmuffs that like go from behind your head, basically horizontally wrapping around your ears without going on top of your head. I've never seen a grown-up do that, only like kids in 1940s films. Did you bring those with you to Kansas City?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's tough. So are you going to cover your ears tonight?
When you mean when it's too loud or if it's too cold?
Like, do you have gloves or hat?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're it's just core warmth for you.
That's the idea, yeah. I didn't think it was chilly enough to warrant.
Do you think I'm overdoing it? I'm a little worried about that. What, like 49 degrees tonight? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be uncomfortable, but okay. I think that's what going to a game is. You're signing up for discomfort. Like what? Like if somebody spills an ounce of liquid, it ruins the evening. And it's you're at a football game. It's going to happen. There's going to be a bunch of scoring of points by the opponent, and people are going to jump up and down and be excited.
Yeah,
things might get spilled on us. There'll be Midwestern apologies because everyone's nice. But
people are so nice.
Everyone's all friendly.
There is zero concerns about that. Now watch, this will be the time we end up on YouTube in a fight or something. But I remember when we went to the Eagles game. All we thought about was how everyone was going to be cursing us and yelling at us, and it was going to be terrible. Now we're in Kansas City, where people just can't be nicer. Every Chiefs fan yesterday was coming up to all the people wearing the burgundy and gold at the bar. Oh, are you enjoying your stay? What barbecue have you gotten so far?
That's their first question.
Where are you sitting tomorrow? You know, so in their accents, like everybody's been so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume tonight at the stadium is going to be very, very similar. But I'm jacked up for Arrowhead. I've said this a few times on the show. I've been to all but, I think it's four or five NFL stadiums, this being one of them, because it's a once every 8 years thing. Most fans that we interacted with this weekend here in KC, and there have been tons of Commanders fans. I cannot believe how many fans made the trip. But almost all of them have said something along the lines of, haven't been to Arrowhead, have always wanted to come here, had to check it off the bucket list. And so I think that you're going to see thousands of Commanders fans tonight. Might be hard to tell on TV because the colors are similar enough, but I don't know. What about you? Like, we do these field trip Fridays every week at bars where a bunch of people will come out and they'll drive 10 minutes to come see us. We had almost that many people coming up to us unannounced. Like, we didn't say where we were. We were just sitting at a sports bar in downtown Kansas City yesterday, and if we had, I don't know, 1 or 10 listeners, like probably 15, 20 people throughout the day were just coming over and saying hello.
Yeah, people were, wait, you guys are here too? Like that kind of thing. And it's just one of the sports bars, like where people could go to watch games. Yeah, I think
a little bit of a takeover happening here.
Yeah.
Is there a Hard Rock Cafe we could post up at?
I mean, no one knows right now. I do think you're going to see plenty of Washington support at the game tomorrow. I don't know what percentage. I mean, it's not quite a Philadelphia take the train down to Washington and ruin everyone's experience type takeover, but I think you'll see a few thousand folks at minimum.
If yesterday was any indication, I think there's going to be a ton. And this happens for certain trips. Like the New Orleans trip is always that way. Some of it's geographical. Charlotte with the Panthers, Atlanta with the Falcons, because those people live there.
And there are also pockets of Washington fans that, you know, because those other teams are new, not Atlanta, but I've mentioned this guy before a million times. I have a buddy who grew up in South Carolina. The closest team was Washington. He grew up a huge Washington fan. Never went to a game because it was that far away, but he's like, I don't care about Atlanta. Like, that was sort of the deal. The team of the Southeast used to be Washington, but now, of course, Carolina's there.
I just think this was the marquee trip of the year for fans. When the schedule comes out, if you're like my group of friends and you do the let's take one road trip this season to a road game, I think the number one pick in that draft was probably the Chiefs. And my guess is it would have been an even more populated, you know, flight down here, and even more people would be here if it was Sunday, because it's a little bit harder to miss a work day Monday, fly back Tuesday, miss a second work day, whatever. But it doesn't seem like that bothered too many people, I'll say that. We had a good meal Saturday night. Burn ends at Jack Stack were fantastic. I gave that a 28 scouting scale. I gave the dinner itself a 70. My favorite things that I ate were the Brussels sprouts, which were amazing, with burn ends in Brussels sprouts. If you've never tried that, you should. And I actually thought that the beef burn ends, didn't try the pork burn ends, and the ribs were both 65s. But overall, I thought the experience was a 70 on Friday night.
I had a great, grand old time with some pals. That was really, really fun. The I agree with you on the burn ends. That was it. That was one of those, when you go, there was a table, I think it was it six or seven of us? Six, seven of us, I think, were there. And the local was like, you have to get the burn ends. And literally every person at the table ordered the burn ends. Those were fantastic. That was really good. Pork spare ribs, very strong for me, probably 60 or 65. I liked the souse that I got. I got to tell you, the beans, which, of course, you sleep on and don't understand.
Yeah, I would never eat those.
Right. Again, that's just one of your things where you just don't have a good case. Phenomenal. Among the best bean situations I've ever had. They had burn ends in the beans. They're in the computer.
Oh,
those are fantastic.
Those were burn end beans?
Yeah. Those were fantastic.
See, that's what they did to give a little bit of pizzazz to the Brussels sprouts.
A little zest.
Well.
Yeah,
is
a little
that
zest.
Their move, you think? They just, anything that's not as good, they just throw burnt ends in and now it gets better?
I think that's the play. And by the way, I'm here for it.
It's a great strategy.
That's what I would do. Right?
And it's what you're known for.
Right. It's like, listen, we've got these burnt ends. You could just have them, which I did, and they're delicious. We've also got these other dishes that are pretty good. What about mac and cheese with burnt ends? Yes. What about Brussels sprouts with burnt ends? Sure. What about beans with burnt ends? Yes to that also. Fantastical.
Another thing we did, we defended the honor of the fans back home. We went on the midday show here. My buddy Alex Gold and his co-host, Cody, were on the air about two studios over from us and had us walk over today and go on for a few minutes. And I know Alex pretty well because I've done this national show with him for the last couple of years on the BetMGM network. So he's been out with us. We had dinner. We were out at the sports bar, and he's been kicking it with us. But they had us in, and they were talking about tonight being at Arrowhead Stadium. And we took it upon ourselves to make sure that we defended the honor of our fan base.
Indeed.
And told them how hypocritical and ridiculous the Tomahawk Chop's going to be. I did make it clear, though, I don't also want the Chiefs canceled. I just want our thing back for the most part. But I did let them know, like, this is not about me trying to get everybody else canceled. Just because I can't go to the dance doesn't mean nobody should be able to.
I'm in the pit. I don't want everyone else in the pit with me. I want to get out of the pit.
Yeah, I just want to be where you guys are.
Yeah.
I had to take my ball and go home. Why are you still playing basketball? So we gave them a little guff for that. They pushed back, as you'd expect them to.
Of course, yeah.
But here's what's going to happen. You're going to turn on your TVs tonight at about 8:13 or so, local time back home. Right as Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and some aerial shot are like telling you that the game is about to kick off, you're going to see 70,000 people going, oh, and everyone's going to act like that's fine as the Commanders take the field. The Washington Commanders.
You'll be able to see it, right? The
juxtaposition is going to be right there for you.
The visual juxtaposition will be right there evident. And it's just a reminder. It's like just... like somebody spit right on their hand, then wound up right in front of you, and it's one of those slap contests that should be banned immediately because we're supposed to be better than this as a society, but everybody watches now and gives them views, so they keep doing it.
There's no way they get numbers. Are people watching that?
Oh, people get such huge numbers.
God, that like, is the dumbest thing on television.
Watch your face swell up because it breaks right here. Slow motion. No, I don't want to watch that. Anyway.
There's not much I'd say no to as a broadcaster wanting to do play-by-play and like expand my portfolio. If they called me and were like, hey, we got a pretty good lucrative deal for you to do play-by-play for this thing, I think that's one of the only things I would say no to.
It is the Pro Slap League. Welcome, everybody, into the Pro Slap League. This is the Tucson Open, sponsored by Frito-Lay. Get out.
It's so stupid.
Well, that's what it is.
Watch this person get brain damage.
Yeah, it's a visual slap is what's about to happen to you guys tonight. You'll turn on the TV. The aerial shot will be awesome. I think it's Eric Fisher, former Chiefs lineman, is going to hit the giant drum. So as the drum's going, I can't believe it.
Everybody admit the hypocrisy.
Yeah, I lost the beat because I'm not musical. Yeah. But I'm irritated about it. I'm pretty annoyed about it. And I also feel like when the place is going electric and it's going to be huge and it's like big, massive fun for right. The locals, I'm going to have that wave that washes over us for road games where I'm going to turn to you guys and say, we're about to get mud stomped.
In fairness, even when they're not about to get mud stomped, you feel that way.
I feel that. And Cincinnati was electric.
Every road game starts with the other stadium feeling like a place you could never possibly get a first down.
So I didn't feel like that in New Orleans, in fairness. I thought we were going to have our way
in
New Orleans, and we didn't. And it was 2019, and they got lucky that Juwan Johnson dropped the 2-1 conversion.
Let me be clear. Good atmospheres where the team is good.
Yeah.
It always feels at kickoff when you're watching your team on the road as if they have no chance.
In Cincinnati, they did this like and like everyone gets quiet. The laser lights are like seven legends that like can barely walk because of all they gave to the Cincinnati Bengals are trotting out to midfield. And it's like, I bled for this, Houday, Houday, Houday. And the whole way, like everyone's yelling at me. Like, I don't know. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. Right. I know you need a win.
Immediately, two plays later, Mikey Sanders still, I think, got beat by Jamar Chase for a 46-yard touchdown.
Well, Chase's single coverage, and I go, touchdown, Jamar Chase. And Darius goes, what? And the ball's already in the air. Touchdown. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is stupid.
But then what happened?
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels happened.
Remember that?
So tonight it's going to have to be Marcus Mariota happened. Let's go get him, team. Grant and Danny from Kansas City, where we'll be at Arrowhead Stadium tonight. G&D out and about thanks to our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. Should be a wonderful atmosphere for the game this evening. Let's dive into the matchup, though. How do the Commanders shock the Chiefs? And why is everybody wrong in not giving them a chance tonight? We'll try to write that script next, right here on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun,
Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan, and we are live in Kansas City today as we get ready to head over to Arrowhead Stadium tonight for Monday Night Football. We've got Caps tickets we're giving away at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. If you want to get your hands on those tickets, 90 minutes from right now, you'd better be listening right here on The Fan. We are less than 6 hours away from the kickoff of Game 8 for the Commanders and Game 1 of a three-game gauntlet here. If they can surprise everybody tonight, pull off a shocking win, the season's back on. I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. Things have spiraled out of control. The expectation is you lose tonight and fall to 3-5, and if that happens, their chances mathematically of making the playoffs will be right around 10%. But the season, for the moment, is kind of cooked, and now you've got two really tough games coming up, and you're trying to just essentially not let it completely become a disaster. If you win tonight, game on, Garth. Like, let's get back out there and play more hockey on the street.
Yeah, there's no great equivalent across sports, but I'll do my best. So in 2019 with the Nationals, when they started 19-31, famously, you and I went over to Nats Park because we thought if they lose this series or lose these games for a couple of them to the Marlins, David Martinez might be let go, might be fired. And it wasn't about beating the Marlins, who weren't very good in that exact weekend where they found a way to eke out a couple of wins and it started their renaissance. The point was, you had to do something really hard. Here's what's the same. You're going to have to win a game or two or maybe even three because of the start you've gotten off to that nobody thinks you're going to. So what better opportunity than a double-digit underdog on the road against the defending AFC champion 70 million times over that's just recently started their string of good play that's just as desperate or so as you are. You're going to have to beat a Kansas City, a Seattle, maybe a Detroit, or go on the road and beat Philadelphia at some point this year to get to where you want to go. If that's possible, if that's on the table. If not, you lose this one, you're 3-5, it's kind of a different season. We have to recalibrate maybe than we thought before the year started in terms of expectations. But if you beat Kansas City, right, and you've lost decisively to Dallas, should have beaten Chicago, you do the hardest one, it's all back on the table again. right? Because you go, well, look at what happened. We got Deebo Samuel back, and how much better was the offense? Look, we got Terry McLaurin back. He's only going to get better. Look what's exploded. They actually did these fixes that are nebulous and kind of hand-wavy at a defense that struggled. They went with the play-better strategy and simpler strategy, and it worked, and they're better somehow. Now they found something. If that happens tonight, this would be a meaningful win.
So let's get into how they can shop everybody and how they can pull off the stunner this evening. At 800-636-1067, we will open up the phones for the first time today now. For our listening audience, 800-636-1067. 10.5-point underdogs on the road at Arrowhead. The number was actually significantly bigger, and it's come down. It was 12.5, which is odd. You would think after the announcement of Daniels to Mariota, maybe it would have gone in the other direction. But the game's gotten a little tighter as we're getting closer to kickoff. A couple of notes on this game. Matt Gay is in question right now. The kicker for Washington was placed on the injury report over the weekend. They have not made a roster move. I did confirm with the team yesterday that they have the ability still today before 4 p.m. to do that. So if they wanted to sign someone and bring in a kicker, they could have. But all signs right now point to Matt Gay giving it a go.
So the mechanism that I saw, tell me if you have something different, is they don't have a practice squad kicker at the moment.
Correct.
They would have to sign a player to the practice squad and then decide by 4 o'clock today if they're elevating that player
right
for today's game.
And they could announce it all simultaneously. You know, that's like the bookkeeping way where you can't be on the active roster, you know, you're saying without the practice squad. They could bypass that too, though, I would imagine, and just go straight to a street free agent, sign them to the 53-man roster, and then cut a player from their 53-man roster, you know, one of the extra wide receivers or whatever, and have a kicker as of 4 p.m. that wasn't on the team. And maybe you kick the game-winning field goal, and you're talking to Lisa Salters after the game about how you don't know any of your teammates, and sign me up for one of those storylines. But it's very possible Matt Gay feels well enough, he goes out and kicks, and this is a non-story. So that's one thing to consider. Something else you could see very different tonight than the first few weeks is some tweaks defensively where Jordan McGee plays more. His snap count by week has increased to an apex of 22 snaps last week against Dallas. Early in the year, he had played in 2, 4, 6, 0, 12, and 1 defensive plays this season. This is a 24-year-old, fifth-round pick last year out of Temple. Big guy at 6'3", 225, who can run a little bit, 4'5", 40, as an example. Frankie Louvu once ran a 4'8 at a pro day. So you get him on the field, you bring Louvu down into the line of scrimmage to be an edge rusher, and maybe that's the best version of your defense with all your injuries right now. So I'll be curious to see, you know, how they operate on that side of the ball. But Danny, if they pull off the shocker, how did they do it?
It's a veteran team. By design. They didn't go young. Now, there are a couple places where they are, but this is a veteran team with their back against the wall. They know it. They know exactly what has to happen. And they haven't done it for a couple of weeks. I understand that. I've watched the same games you have. Too much pride, too much at stake, too much, you know, I guess, you know, whether it's integrity or willpower to just roll over and die. This is not the first time a team has faced adversity. Last year they did it. They happened to be 7-2. They banked a whole bunch of wins and they lost 3 straight games. They didn't panic. They knew they had what they needed internally. And we expect, I think a lot of people outside who aren't there, don't hear the conversations, don't hear the pep talks, the film sessions, the reviews, the work that they're putting in, it's behind closed doors. And I'm just going, I saw this effort the last couple of weeks. I don't expect better. Well, they know that too. And there's probably a rallying cry. There's probably a way for them to engender some of that belief where nobody believes in us. It's us against the world, which can be incredibly powerful. So guys that with good track records that have played well for this team will get an injection of life with Deebo Samuel coming back and Terry McLaurin. They'll hang with Kansas City. And defensively, you don't have to do a ton. No one's saying be the 85 Bears, but don't be atrocious. Be okay. Make a couple of tackles and maybe a break goes your way. And all of a sudden, you're in a tight game on the road, which I would sign up for right now.
My formula starts with the run game. The Chiefs are good defensively. They're not great, but they're good. If you look at the yards per game metric the NFL uses, which is flawed, they're the number 4 defense in the NFL, believe it or not. But in yards per play, which is a much more accurate metric, they're 13th. And in that same metric, they're 11th against the pass. They're 22nd against the run. I think if they're going to be had potentially, it's downhill between the tackles. And so the first thing you got to do is get the run game going with Marcus Mariota and read option. And because he's so exceptional at it, I think he's not only better than Daniels at the mesh point decision, am I pulling, am I keeping, riding it down the line for a split second, getting around the edge.
The ball handling that he does in that regard is otherworldly.
It's exquisite.
He's so good.
He's done it since Oregon. I mean, and this is not a knock on Daniels. I think he's the best in the league at it. Daniels is good at it.
Yeah.
Mariota's elite at it, right? That, to me, maybe gets Bill going a little bit. Where if early in the game, by design, Cliff runs Mariota. He did in one of his other starts, if you remember, with the second or the third play of the game. And I thought...
To show it.
That's pretty
very
clearly
purposely, yeah.
By design, right? So you do that. Then you call read option, first, second, third play, whatever, and you tell Marcus you're keeping this. I don't care what the end does. Keep this. Because the path to Washington's offense succeeding tonight, and I don't just mean in terms of yards, which is important, and points, which is more important, is having the football, possessing the football, time of possession, and keeping the Chiefs' offense on the sideline. You don't have to do that through the run game. You can do that through the short passing game, too. That's how I would normally do it. But in this particular matchup, I think the Chiefs are more inclined to play you well defensively. And I think without Daniels and Mariota in there, it was just a little bit more limited as a passer. I think you got to lean a little bit heavier into the run game where they give up about 4.5 per pop. So you run the football. Harrison Butker, who has had a bad season, misses a kick or two, kicks a ball out of bounds, which he's done a couple of times. Special teams is the one area where I think Washington actually has an advantage in this game. If you look at the return coverage units of the Chiefs, they're pretty good, but their return game is bad. Washington special teams and the return game has actually been better. I think you find hidden yards there. Maybe you rip off an explosive, God willing, a touchdown return from Luke McCaffrey, but you get the ball across midfield once, you get it across the 40 another time, you steal yards there, and next thing you know, you look up, it's the end of the third quarter, and you're down 20-17 because they left six on the field with two missed field goals, something like that. And now you got to go try to steal a football game. I think that's the script to shocking everybody tonight. I do like them to cover, by the way, the 12.5 that I got it at, less so at 10.5 now. But I could see this being a 10-point game or less. Absolutely. I mean, the last time they played as badly as they did against Dallas, the closest thing to that this year was the Green Bay game. And they played their best game of the year 1 week later. They came out after getting embarrassed in Green Bay in primetime. And what did they do? They played their best football game and they destroyed a team. So you're right. I think the veteran locker room actually benefits you in a week like this in a big, big way.
It's going to have to. I mean, this is why you do that, right? You maybe sacrifice some health here and there. You maybe sacrifice a couple, where and a little bit of extra speed might have helped you, or some youthful exuberance might have helped you. Having veterans, this is why we're here. It's why you do it, right?
Grant and Danny in Kansas City live today from our Odyssey headquarters. We're actually over the Kansas line. We're going to Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri tonight. We got to go to a different state for the game when we're done.
That sounds complicated.
How are the Commanders going to pull this off? That's the question for you at 800-636-1067. You're locked into the Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
G&D on the Fan. It is a game day. Monday Night Football tonight from Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City hosting Washington. This was one of the ultimate beatdown weeks in the NFL in terms of AFC versus NFC. Now, thank goodness the Packers last night in a game against the Steelers got the NFC on the board. But we were on a path to the most lopsided week in NFL history in terms of the AFC whooping up on the NFC.
That's not hyperbolic either. I mean, if there was an AFC-NFC matchup, the AFC won it yesterday. It's pretty wild.
So let's get into how people think the Commanders can pull off the stunning upset tonight. You can call us at 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. The formula for me on offense, successfully running the football. I said last week going into the Dallas game, Danny, I thought the Commanders needed to turn the Cowboys over twice. They got zero takeaways. They still need those two turnovers tonight. I don't see a Chiefs loss if they don't cough the football up via fumble, via interception, and as good as Mahomes is, and this has not been the case this year with just two picks, but he will occasionally put the ball in harm's way. He throws a bad interception every couple of games.
It's the occasional didn't see the right thing or never saw the drop. Look, every other quarterback is susceptible to. Didn't see the dropping linebacker or the coverage rotation wasn't what he thought, or, you know, he's so good. And by the way, he is still as good as anybody in the sport and among the greatest ever. I could fit it in there. I can make that throw. I can do that thing that most mortals don't get away with. Well, every once in a while, he doesn't get away with it. You hope that happens. I mean, to me, the best recipe, though, for that pickle is a tip pass interception. That, you know, Javon Kinlaw outstretched paw, or, you know, Daron Payne with some penetration, or something happens where somebody gets a hand on it close to the line, gets batted up in the air. Maybe there's your pick, right? I don't know if you drop back with this coverage unit as bad as it's been, have someone draped all over, you know, you get a hand in a passing lane, etc. To me, the fumble punch or somebody, you know, acting irresponsibly with the ball. I mean, yesterday you saw Bijan Robinson, among the games that we were watching, knead the ball out of his own hands when he was trying to make a play going through a hole. Give me something like that. Give me a Hunt, a Pacheco, a Bashard Smith fumble somewhere in there to you know, give a break to Washington. I think that's a recipe.
Let's go to the phones. Don's in Ashburn. What's up, Don? G&D, how are you?
Hey, guys. Well, first of all, let me just tell you that I celebrate each week by having food from the city or state that we're playing against. So we had some KC rub ribs and some sauce and KC beans yesterday, and it was phenomenal. We need to minimize the self-inflicted wounds. We need to control the ball a little bit and keep Mahomes off the field as much as possible. And then we need a lot of luck. And I think that's it really comes down to those three things to have a chance in this game.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, this offense, the way that they're humming right now, 61 points in the last two games. And it's funny because I think about a month ago, I felt very differently about the Kansas City offense, and most people probably did. They'd gotten off to a slow start. You know, the post-Tyreek Hill era, they have not been that explosive. They have not been a vertical passing game team. Travis Kelce as a weapon is diminished. And so you kind of look at it and you go, who scares you? Rashee Rice was suspended. He's back. He's awesome. Hollywood Brown has actually not only stayed healthy, but been pretty effective. Xavier Worthy is a gadget guy, but they use him really well. And then they've had players come on. Tyquan Thornton has caught a deep ball in a few games now, more often than not, really, over the last few months. I know that Juju Smith-Schuster, when he was like a Pro Bowler with the Steelers, was a star, and that's not a thing anymore. but he still makes big third down catches for them. So I would take their wide receiver room, frankly, with their speeds, some of their twitch, over a lot of them in the NFL. It's probably a top 10 group with Rashee Rice at full speed.
Yeah. It's interesting because it's eye of the beholder type stuff. Like for me, the thing that I value the most is like I want my Justin Jefferson or a Jamar Chase or Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like I want that uncoverable single super top guy and then I like a supporting cast. But they've got a bunch of one and a halves or twos, right? Where they complement each other's skill set well. Frankly, it's like what Washington should be, right? You don't have the superstar number one, but you got a lot of guys that are pretty good.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're locked into the Fan. We are on the road today in Kansas City, where we are getting ready for the Commanders and the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. We'll go around the NFL with some of the big stories of the day yesterday, and we'll look at Washington's defense, a very, very big matchup tonight against a likely MVP finalist in Patrick Mahomes, one of the great quarterbacks of all time. You're listening to the Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.